Are you ready to bring your dream body and health into life, but just can't seem to keep the motivation going? And is it finally time to address the self-sabotage and the unwanted eating behaviors such as binge eating, emotional eating, and nighttime eating that you know are getting in the way of your goals? Do you ever wonder what it would take for you to feel in control of your rituals so that you can stay consistent and see results? Welcome to this week's special Make Peace with Food minisode on the Fall in Love with Fitness podcast, where you'll learn how to overcome unwanted eating behavior and other self-sabotaging habits by shifting your nervous system so that your body works with you instead of against you. I'm your host, Sherry Chaban, and with each episode, I am honored to be your coach and guide in the journey to make peace with food and find food and body freedom so that struggle with weight is a thing of the past. When you tune in every Thursday on the Fall in Love with Fitness podcast, you'll catch the latest conversation on unwanted eating behaviors and learn how to shift the nervous system, rewire the brain to new patterns, and end the food and body obsession so you finally feel relaxed and no longer confused around food. Now, before we begin, I want to quickly invite you to grab a free copy of my Food Freedom ebook that I have for you at makepeacewithfood.com. And if you find that this conversation resonates with you today, then I also want to invite you to join our free Make Peace with Food Facebook community at myfoodfreedomlifestyle.com, where you can connect with me and my team directly. The links are in the show notes. And of course, if you know somebody who you feel could benefit from these conversations and discussions, make sure to share this podcast with them too. All right, athletes, now let's get into it. And so let's go ahead and kick off this conversation. And I want to share with you that there was that time in my life where I was super involved in nutrition and super involved in diets. And with my scientific background, I was on this mad mission to always try to find the right information for the right way to eat, the way that we should eat, the way that we're meant to eat. And as I was deeply invested in that journey, I actually ended up developing a negative relationship with food. And that negative relationship with food was really based on a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety and a lot of worry, because I always felt like I may be consuming something that may not be serving me or was not on, let's say, the diet plan of the week, because it did change that frequently. And so I'm curious also to hear from you, are you currently experiencing any food obsession? Because when I was nervous and I was fearful and I had a lot of information in my head that was very conflicting, I was also noticing that I did not stop thinking about food. And I started calling this a food obsession. And the reason why I called it a food obsession is because my brother actually called me out on this. I was visiting him in Toronto and he was like, Sherry, you know you're obsessed with food. I'm like, what do you mean, bro? Like, I'm not obsessed with food. And he's like, yeah, like all you do is talk about food. As soon as you get here, you always ask, well, what kind of food are we going to be eating? Before we go anywhere, you're always super planning your food. When we're there, you're looking at the menu, you're asking the waiter 100 questions. And then when your food comes, there's more information, there's more commentary around the food. And then after you've finished eating, then you still keep making comments about what you ate. And now you're talking about the next meal. And that was a massive aha moment, because a lot of that food obsession and a lot of that thought around food was also associated with a lot of fear, a lot of worry, and a lot of anxiety. So do you resonate with this? Are you currently experiencing that? And maybe also you're noticing that it's sort of something that's always on your mind, whether it's food that you're worried about or food that you're going to eat next, or food that you feel guilty about that you just consumed. Or maybe it's even your body image, or maybe it's even your weight, or maybe it's even your size. But share with me, if you were to give this a percentage of time throughout your day, how much percent do you feel that you actually spend each day thinking about food, thinking about body, thinking about size, and thinking about weight? Share with me. And if you share, I want to also honor you so much for your vulnerability, for really exposing something that you're likely maybe having a hard time really just facing and just sharing, because this is a very lonely and very scary process when you're stuck in this place of food obsession and unwanted eating behavior. And as I experienced it in the past, I remember it wasn't something I could easily talk about, because the solution the easy solution is always just stop. But if you are struggling with any unwanted eating behavior, such as binge eating and emotional eating and mindless eating, then you know that you can't just stop. And there's a reason behind that. And the drive behind that is the nervous system. And so while many people may use discipline or willpower or abstinence to maybe keep themselves away from engaging in that behavior, what we talk about is the importance of shifting the nervous system. And when we talk about the nervous system, what we actually refer to is the autonomic nervous system. This is part of our nervous system that is not in our voluntary control, meaning it's not really under our direct command. So I can move my arms freely, I can speak, I can think about what I want to say next, and that's more under my control. That's more under the central nervous system's control. But as we all sit here, maybe digesting something that we ate previously, as our heart rate is changing, as our blood pressure is changing, and as our breathing is going, all these cellular processes are happening without our command, that is under the governing function of the autonomic nervous system. And that's the part that we care about. Because we talk about the nervous system being offered in two different states when we are talking about the autonomic nervous system. And so we may have heard about sympathetic nervous state, which is fight or flight, and we refer to this as protection mode. And then there's also safety mode, which is the parasympathetic nervous system, or rest and digest. And so when you're experiencing food obsession, when you're experiencing any unwanted eating behavior, that is a great indication that you are locked into protection mode. And so here's what happens when we are in protection mode. And so many people are now joining this Facebook group and likely hearing this for the first time. And so I want to share with you that as you hear this, I want you to just keep in mind that as we focus on the nervous system, it is so important that we actually shift away from focusing on controlling our food to overcome the food obsession, but instead actually focus on certain elements, including thoughts and emotions, that can help us shift the nervous system. And so when we are in protection mode, what happens in the body is an immediate response to seek out survival. And the way that the body does that is by first and foremost trying to conserve energy as much as possible. And the way our body so miraculously tries to conserve energy for us is by slowing down our metabolism and then triggering that binge response. That's right. So if you heard this correctly, our binge behavior is actually a natural response of the autonomic nervous system, specifically protection mode, that gets turned on and can also be turned off. And so anytime there's a feeling of threat, anytime there's a feeling of unsafety in our environment, anytime we're triggered through trauma, which either could be verbal, sexual, or even food scarcity related trauma, we trigger this part of the nervous system. And so you'll notice that before you ever went on that first diet, if you've ever tried a diet, and I'm sure most of us in this group have not tried one, but many, 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 you'll notice that you probably weren't ever really thinking about food as much as you did after you went through that first diet. And now add on another diet and another diet and another diet, and then a whole decade of dieting, and you realize that the majority of that time was actually spent on trying to figure out what to eat, trying to figure out how to release weight, trying to figure out how to take control over our health and our behavior. And the reason for that is because dieting triggers protection mode. That's right, because we refer to that as imposed food scarcity. So there's two ways that we respond to that threat in our environment when food is taken away from us. So we either are kicked into protection mode due to actual food scarcity, which is really legitimately not having food or access to food and going to bed hungry many times, or we also can kick in protection mode through imposed food scarcity. That's being on a caloric deficit for too long. And the too long, by the way, is 72 hours. If you are in a calorie deficit for more than 72 hours, that's when your metabolism starts to slow down. And that's when you actually start to trigger protection mode and your body starts to favor conserving energy. And yeah, and that's another really amazing and important thing to add as well, is that you'll notice that when you're in protection mode, right? If ever you've found yourself in a binge or found yourself emotional eating, notice what you crave, right? It's not a salad, it's not carrot sticks, it's not celery, it's not real actual food. You'll notice that you're actually craving foods that are very high in energy, because that's what the body's trying to do. It's trying to get you to conserve and hoard as much energy as possible. And energy for us in the human body is stored as body fat in our fat cells. So any excess foods that we consume, whether that's excess fats or glucose, which is carbohydrates, also known as sugar, any excess of that after the body's taken what it needs in terms of energy is then converted into fat in our fat cells. And so, again, coming back to just this awareness, this aha moment around the amount of time that we spend thinking about food or obsessing about food, as I call it, as my brother pointed out to me many years ago, again, comes from this feeling of unsafety. And as we try to seek out more food, as we try to seek out more energy, what ends up happening is, I think Terry mentioned this, that we end up feeling remorse or guilt or shame or frustration or disappointment after we have gone through the entire cycle. And so that in itself is actually also a way that we re-trigger protection mode. And so we know that if somebody were just suddenly coming up to us and insulting us, attacking us, saying really, really nasty things to us, that would immediately put us in a very defensive situation, right? If you just went for a walk and all of a sudden someone came up to you and started making fun of your body and your face and your size and what you're eating and how you're behaving, you'd be like, whoa, like, okay, let's do this. Like, are you attacking me, right? So you would either fight or you would flee. You would like, okay, I don't want a confrontation. And then you'd likely leave feeling very hurt and upset. Well, that's what we are continuously doing throughout the day when we are speaking negatively to ourselves. We are re-triggering protection mode. And so we find ourselves trapped in that cycle. So we get in the cycle and we start the binging process because we've already triggered protection mode. But by the time we've gone through the full unwanted eating behavior, and now we're in that remorse phase, which we call the punishment phase that follows. And now we're promising ourselves that we're going to restrict. We're never, ever, ever, ever going to do this again. That again re-triggers protection mode. So if you'd like to break the habit, and if you would like to bring yourself from protection mode to safety mode, it's so important to understand that protection mode is not just what's happening in the physical body, which is the conservation of energy, but it's also the thoughts and the emotions that match. And the thoughts are always focused on worst case scenarios. Notice that you're always worrying about something. You're always thinking about something that will take away your peace. You're always thinking about something that makes you feel unwell in the current situation. And the emotions that follow are generally guilt and shame and doubt and anxiety and stress and fear and all the sadness and all the other emotions that tend to get locked in to protection mode. And so to break the cycle, we want to start to really focus on things and ways that can shift our emotions and shift our thoughts. And pets are one of the greatest ways. And so if you're resonating with this conversation, if you feel like this is landing for you today, that there's something going on and you are tired of the food obsession, you are tired of the body and the weight obsession, and you're tired of dieting and restricting and want to just live life so that food is not an issue, body is not an issue, and weight is not an issue, then you really have to focus on the nervous system and not the actual foods that you're consuming. Do you guys hear that? That's both of them again. It's so fun. It's so fun having them and just participating. I feel like they just wanted to be a part of the conversation. So again, if this resonates with you and you want to find out if your nervous system is really at the root of your unwanted eating behavior, I want to invite you for a free 30-minute discovery call. Now, this is a no obligation call. There's absolutely no obligation to purchase. It is our mandate to serve you, and it is our mandate to help you onto your healing journey. But if we do discover that there is a nervous system issue involvement and we know that we can support you through that, we're going to share with you the different ways that that can look like through small group training or one-on-one coaching or even just a follow on your own program. And if we also find that Perhaps there is no nervous system issue involvement. We'll also let you know. And then we're going to share other resources with you to help you on your journey. So it is a win-win situation. And if you haven't grabbed this call yet, it is time. Please don't miss out. We don't know how long we're going to be keeping this Facebook group open or this opportunity open, and it really is an opportunity. So please just take it. Again, there's no obligation to purchase. If this is not a match for you, we love you anyway. There are no hard feelings. So with that, I want to wish you a beautiful rest of your day. I hope you've enjoyed this training, and I will see you all next week. Thank you for listening to this week's Make Peace with Food minisode on the Fall in Love with Fitness podcast. If this has resonated with you today, I want to invite you to subscribe to the show so you never miss a beat. And if you know someone who could benefit from this conversation, then please share this episode with them. Let's work together to help as many people as possible make peace with food and fall in love with fitness. And by the way, I need to mention that if you rate and review this podcast on iTunes and send over the screenshot to Sherry at sherrychaban.com, you'll receive a $500 voucher to join me at one of my upcoming retreats or to use it in our Make Peace with Food coaching program. And don't forget to visit myfoodfreedomlifestyle.com to join the free Facebook group for more resources. And remember, athlete, you are an inspiration. I cannot wait to hear your story.